At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey guys, welcome to the Vocals Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too, and today I'm joined by myself, and that is because this episode is going to be completely insane. We're going to have so much fun with this. I hope it turns out good. This is not even post-Ethan, this is just completed the mission Ethan, so not even post-Ethan right now. John is not currently with me right now to help me with this intro or the outro. But the title kind of speaks for itself, and it's going to be a fun episode. I'm not going to spoil too much. I mean, the title already kind of tells you what we're doing, but it's going to be a completely different episode than we've ever done before. It's a really interesting episode, and I'm really super excited to see where this goes. So, this is the intro, and I'm going to move it on over to Ethan in the past. And he's going to kind of be explaining what this is all about, so.
All right. Hey, everyone. How you doing? This episode is going to be a little bit different. Because it is titled, John and Ethan Literally Go Shopping. And that's what we're doing. So. Try not to be weird about it. So I'm currently in the parking lot of a store that will go unnamed, because they're not going to sponsor this video. They're playing music, which I didn't really think about, but it's fine. I'll just start. And one of the things is that John had given me some challenges to do in terms of, like, getting things. So, I will go over those once I'm actually in a quieter space here. And I am gonna grab a cart. Okay. I didn't think about the music part, but the music part should be fine. People have filmed inside of grocery stores before with music. Okay, so. Trying to avoid not being in a super populated place. So I can explain to you guys what's going to happen here. So, we're literally going shopping, in case you couldn't tell. So, me and John are not together, by the way. He is at his own grocery store right now, and we'll cut to him in a little bit here. But excuse any background noise or music or people talking or that type of stuff. We're in a public place, so obviously that's part of the gimmick. So I mentioned before that John has given us challenges to try and compete. I swear people are circling me, bro. So the first challenge is buy something made of chocolate. Now, there is loads of things that are made of chocolate. So really, I just got to find the chocolate aisle, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, so I don't know how much Ethan told y'all with his intro. I assume he did the intro because it's his episode, but I'm here at the store. And Ethan has given me a couple of things to look out for. Rather, not things specifically, but like these challenges he gave me, which one is to buy something under $1. One is to buy something that is both purple and yellow, and one is to buy something that begins with ET. So we're gonna go in. We're gonna see if we can find that. I don't know how if what would start with ET, and I'm not entirely sure what I could find that's both purple and yellow, but we'll see.
Hopefully the volume is good enough for you guys. I'm trying not to be too loud, obviously. Just gotta find the chocolate aisle. I believe it's actually pretty close to where I currently am. There's people just benjoling over here. There's a whole party over here. All right. Let's see here. Okay, there was a freaking what you call it? A like blockade of people there. Okay, where would candy be? Candy, right over here. Perfect. Now the challenge is just to get something made of chocolate, meaning. Are you kidding me? Something made of chocolate, meaning it can't be anything that's like not enough chocolate to be considered chocolate. Shout out to Matt Pat and his video on that. Everyone in the town is shopping here today, apparently. So we got Dove. Is Dove made of chocolate? Supporting female cocoa farmers. Nice. Milk chocolate is the first ingredient. So I'd hope Dove would be it. But Dove is also pretty expensive.
And the what?
There's more Dove. There's Twix. I don't know if Twix is close enough. There's like a party of five in this aisle with me right now. There's Hershey Kisses. I don't think Hershey Kisses are close enough. No, milk chocolate's the first ingredient. Okay. I swear he said, no, Hershey I think was fine. Rolo Pretzel Delights. Sugar and vegetable oil are the first ingredient, so that's probably not gonna be it. Almond Joys, I'm not getting that out of. York peppermint patties can't be. Also, those are $10. No thanks, not best. Kit Kats are pretty good. Here are your Kit Kats. We also have these Hershey miniature things. These were like part of my childhood, bro. We have the it's those little bars. We have the milk chocolate, the Rice Krispie ones, the Mr. Good bars, and then the Hershel Special Dark. So, well, there actually is just also. There's also Cadbury. I don't think I've had Cadbury, actually. There's a fruit and nut bar. Raisins and almonds. Well, you lost me at both of those. Not the biggest fan of those. Hershey's Bark? What the heck is Bark? Oh, there's almond juice in it. Okay. There's Special Dark. This aisle is crazy. There's just like these Hershey's. Are these milk chocolate, sugar? Okay, so milk chocolate is the thing. So I'm just going to count it. So I got myself a Hershey's. It's those Hershey packs you get with the s'mores. So there's that. Well, that's got to... it's got to count. When I say everyone is in this hour now, I mean literally everybody. Okay. So I got the chocolate. This is crazy. Okay. Now I wanted to grab myself. This is not a challenge. I'm just grabbing this myself because, you know, we're going shopping. And I want to relive a part of my childhood and grab a Lunchable. So what do we got? We got uploaded. I got PB&Js now. I'd rather an Uncrustable, if I'm being totally honest. I usually got the nachos, which I'm looking at right now. How much are they? Not terrible. These normal nachos, because I didn't like the uploaded nachos. The uploaded nachos are stupid. Okay, so I'll grab a Lunchable. I guess the subs were not that good. I mean, it's a sub. Like, there's so many better sub options. There's Cracker. That's not the same thing. These are Lunch Makers. There's a Hillshire Farms cheese and cracker and protein thing. It's 2 for $6, actually. That's pretty good. I was going to just get some sliced ham, but I'm not the biggest fan of sliced ham. Yeah, I got the normal Lunchable. So I got, yeah, so it's the fun pack. I don't know what that means. But it's the only nacho one I'm seeing. I actually don't even see an uploaded nacho. Oh, no, there it is. Yeah, the cheese is different. That's why I'm not really too keen on getting it, because the cheese is just very different. Okay, let's check what John's second challenge is. His second challenge is to buy something that is red and yellow. Now, the rule we made is that it has to be both red and yellow. It cannot be any other color. I'm not counting the words on the packaging, because words are typically, like white or whatever.
We decided when it's on beginning of September that I don't know about buying that. They probably just started selling it. Oh, here it is. No, that is not it. And he'll be like, I don't know if they're okay. Well, something is purple, but it's not yellow. I'm gonna check out the section. Actually, I just found something. Is it's funny games. I don't know if those are 20. That's one of the least. We're also gonna get some talkies on here. That's not part of the deal, but that's what I'm doing. Okay. Alright. Wait, so we got it. Here we are. Half of the stuff that I need. And I don't have that. Okay. So, the thing is, I'm not sure what to look for. It's something that starts with EP. I'm doubting that the movie ET is here because it's in the grocery store. And not one of the big ones that have a bunch of other stuff, just groceries. So, and the dog food aisle, not much here. As you would see, I don't even have dogs, so I'd be able to buy.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel 24 extra sharp yellow cheese. They make their own cheese? There's a Cracker Barrel like variety pack of cheese. I didn't know that was a thing. Red and yellow. I'm trying to think what would be red and yellow. Man, there's some of these. There's some of these like cheese balls, the Maybell cheese, but it's just red. It's not red and yellow. Okay, this is gonna be something we might have to just do in passing. Trying to look like nothing. I don't think we made the rule that it has to be, the food has to be red and yellow, because that'd be weird. Because then you're stuck with, like, just a few things. Extra sharp cheese. This is, like, really cool packaging, actually. Shout out to Cracker Barrel. Let's see, this butter. None of this butter stuff is red and yellow. There's more colors on it than just those. I can go. Actually, let's see if I can go over here. If I could buy just the red and yellow Icy Pops, that'd be great, but you can't because they're in a variety pack. Okay. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, this one we might just have to do while we're shopping already, because there's no chance that I'm going to just know what to get. So let's check his third challenge. His third challenge is buy something that begins with A and L. A, now my first thought there is aluminum foil, but is there anything else? Oh yeah, anything almond, AL almond, almond flour. Like the almond flour tortillas, those are expensive. What the $10 for a pack of almond flour tortillas? You're crazy. It doesn't even look like there's that many in there. Loaded pepperoni. Any brand name that starts with AL2 would work, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't give you any names off that. Monkey bread. It has red and yellow letters, but there's white in the background, so I don't know if I can count that. Red and yellow. I don't know. But there's different colors. I was going to say, I don't know how to say the name probably, or the potato, the typical potato brand. They have crinkle cut fries, and the whole bag is red and yellow, but there's a strip of blue. So, I don't know if that's going to work. There is blue on it. Something that's only two colors. Like, there's so many packaging that's more than just two colors. Everyone is doing their shopping today. Why? It's a Tuesday. Is Tuesday the national day to go shopping? I mean, granted, I'm here, but still. Like, every aisle I've gone into has been crazy. There's like 50. Again, this is an audio experience, so you guys won't know what I'm talking about. But. Okay. I probably should have grabbed the Lunchable later in the trip, because it's gonna get cold. Kid Cuisine! I actually never really had Kid Cuisines. Like banquet bowls. So I don't know if I should count this. There is a Mega Meat banquet meal. Which this is, no. Person could be any louder. Banquet meals, it's red and yellow. And there is black. But black is an absence of light. So do we count this? Is the question. I'm wondering if we do, because I'm already here. It's $3.99, which isn't bad. All of them are kind of the same, so I can choose what actual thing I want. Buffalo style chicken strips, it sounds disgusting. Spicy crispy chicken. Oh, that's more expensive than that one is. Okay. Bacon cheddar patty. Two Salisbury patties. Yeah, this is not. You hate to see it. Anything that's like Salisbury steak is not gonna be good. Okay. Well, we can keep going. Like a kitchen timer, but that's only red, no yellow. What do I got in here? This. Lean cuisine. That's all white stuff. Oh, you know what? We might have luck in is the bakery section. Because there could easily be a yellow. Oh, I'm seeing like yellow and red right next to each other. That sucks. Because they're not together. We got cannolis. Those are expensive. Holy crap. Why is everyone here today, dude? This is crazy. Just trying to see if there's like cookies that are. I mean, cookies are gonna be probably not red and yellow only. I am tempted to get some cookies though. I do like me some cookies. I usually get sugar cookies, but so this top one is broken. I'm gonna grab a different one. $7.29 for four cookies, though. It's like crumble level garbage. There's a 24 count, which is the same price. You'd probably get more cookies out of this. So I'm gonna grab the 24 count. Again, that's not a challenge item. It's just a thing I'm grabbing. Okay. I'm not doing this. There is a beer that's red and yellow. But I cannot get that. Oh my god, there's so many people, dude. This is ridiculous. Okay. I've spotted no one in this aisle. Ooh, wait. Febreze has a red can with yellow flowers on it. Should I count that? Don't you dare come in this aisle right now. Okay. There's like cleaning products. I'm just thinking of food. Because, you know, I'm hungry. It is 1 o'clock. I am hungry. That's why I grabbed a Lunchable. And the cookies were like an impulse buy. This is red only. Red and white. Dude, it's gonna be really hard to find a red and. Oh, I haven't been looking for the A&L thing either. I mean, aluminum foil is my backup. If I can't find anything, we have aluminum foil. Yes, so I don't know. So I can check like Windex. The closest thing I found to red and yellow only. Is the Febreze. And someone just came down this aisle. She's just cutting across, of course. It's a Febreze. It's a sweet watermelon vine, but there is green on it. And white. This is gonna be hard. Because the first thing was easy. Anything of chocolate. Like, there's so many chocolate things. Now, granted, you have to be careful because it's not. You have to make sure it's actually made of chocolate. So you can't buy something that's like a chocolate, like a mocklet, I think is what Matt Pat called it. I forgot what was like a mocklet. I think a whatchamacallit was a mocklet, right? And yes, I found the beer, but I'm not getting beer because I cannot do that. The food am I, or what's the aisle in? I'm in like pet stuff. I don't really think. Even if I find something in here for one of the challenges, I don't think I want to grab it. Just come zipping around the corner, people. Okay, we're in the snack aisle and there is no one here, which is perfect. Okay. Red and yellow. Oh, wait. Doritos. Okay. Doritos are red. If we're not counting the letters, which are white, then it is red and yellow only. Just the normal bag, I think. Yes. The normal bag is just red and yellow. Because the yellow's coming from the chips and a little bit of the Dorito logo thing. Okay. Let's grab one of those. So we've completed that one. So now we just need the thing that starts with A and L.
And then it may end up being one of the things I only get to do. Another episode when I don't end up getting. But I'm going to take another look beside it. Oh, here's something. Pumpkin ale. That sounds interesting. I'm going to get that. Can't find any pumpkin cider, but. Yeah, that's what I'm going to end up. Again, doesn't really fall into the category of what I was sold to go get, but. That's what I'm getting. I'm thinking for the thing that is less than a dollar will probably be like a pack of gum, like a candy bar. I'm probably fine. So that was $1.69. That was close. But sadly, not looking at $1. This guy feels missing some black noise. But I'm not getting them first because you didn't pay me. Ooh, water. Water, $39. 39 cents. That is good for me. And I don't think I'm going to find anything for that last one. Yeah. So I'm going to go check out and meet y'all in the car. Can I get my receipt?
She came directly for a chip that was in front of me. Dude, that's where I'm being targeted. The store knows. They're sending customers my way. Like, she literally walked right up to me. Whatever. So yeah, we got Doritos. So now we just need A and L. And then if I want anything else, I can grab it. I don't want to grab anything like it's too heavy though. So that's another factor because I'm walking this home. A and L. I mean, anything almond related would count, but I also hate almonds and I don't want to do that. Cranberry and mango, that's actually a really good combination. This is the V8. I'm not getting vegetable juice. Okay. I also want to point out that the only thing that I have in my car right now is like junk, like actual garbage. Because we got Doritos, we got cookies, we got Hershey's, and we got a Lunchable. I might want to grab something else for lunch, other than just that, because that's garbage. But yes, so. Yes, yeah, I would get Cheetos, but Cheetos has orange in it. Which sucks, because they're red and yellow, but there's orange in it too, which really freaking sucks, man, because I'd love to grab Cheetos. Cheetos are like my favorite chip of all time. A and L. I mean, Oreos. There's nothing that's going to be here. Oh, there's a toffee Oreo? Holy crap. Oh, I can't. I have too much crap already, man. I can't keep getting more stuff. More garbage. I'm really. No, it could be terrible. I can see that being terrible. I shouldn't do that. Chips Ahoy. And no. A-L. Oh, well, no, because it's ginger ale, not ale ginger. So, I don't even like ginger ale anyway. Okay. I feel like soft baked. By the way, shout out to Tate's Bake Shop. Some of the best cookies on the market. Just saying. They're a little bit pricey, but you know, you're spending the extra $2 for more high quality ingredients. Peanut butter crackers. Goldfish. Extra toasty Cheez-Its. I haven't actually had extra toasted Cheez-Its, but they sound really good because I like the one that are more toasted than the others. This guy just appeared out of nowhere. Also, I'm pretty sure the worker that's in front of me, I've seen him at least 5 times. I just keep following him around. There's Girl Scout cookies here? I know you can buy Girl Scout cookies. I mean, they don't look. It's called Goody Girl, which is a weird name. That's s'mores. Birthday cake. Minute-made soda. None of this is like starting with A&L. This is a problem. Cheez-Its, clubs. Nope. I was thinking like baking. Baking oil. Crisco. Vegetable oil. Oh, is there any spices? Ooh, wait, spices that start with A&L? Basil, apple pie, cilantro. Has an A&L in it, but it's not how that works. Yellow mustard, ground mustard, poultry, sage, sesame thyme, turmeric, cream of tartar. It's not looking promising. Steak, Himalayan pink salt. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. There's stevia. It's a random pastaroni, that's hilarious. Ooh, is there, Ghirardelli chocolate? Starts with A-L. I mean, again, almond would be it, but there was like 4 people in this aisle, now there's like 15. There's semi-sweet chocolate, bittersweet chocolate. I'm gonna start with AL though. So this lady just left an entire cart in the middle of the thing. Thank you. Okay. Apricot. See, it keeps like getting hope. I might just have to do aluminum foil. That's the only thing I can think of that would be AL. Let me just keep going down in the aisles. Let me see. Asian foods, you know, let me try Asian foods. There's like 50 people here. What does vodka sauce? I love vodka sauce. Okay. I'm just looking at like the names of the brands, because sometimes it starts with that. There's like 50 people in this aisle, bro. Marinara sauce. Chef John's tomato basil. Interesting.
Okay.
Excuse me, let's see if I can fit for
you. Yeah, no worries.
Okay. I got you. Thank you.
Of course. In case you guys don't believe me, there's like 50 people here. Okay. Mist maze. This one lady, bro. Petite dash tomatoes. And this is, I'm gonna go around actually, because I'm thinking maybe there's, because like they're just blocking the aisle. There's no way I'm gonna get to it. Maybe there are so many damn people here, dude. This is crazy. Miracle Whip. Wait, there's a thing called Vegeta. That's hilarious. Amazing real mayonnaise. Pickle mayonnaise? That's a thing? Heck yeah, dude. Chipotle aioli. Nothing's really starting with a thing, though. Ooh. $1 each. Pastaronis are really good, actually. Fettuccine Alfredo. Actually, the pastaronis are cheaper than the Nors. Four for five. I think they just forgot the yellow mark because they say they're $1 each, but then there's a thing above that says $1.79. Maybe if you just buy one, they're $1.79? Seems like a weird thing to do, but whatever. There's ranch mac and cheese. Whoever invented that should be shot. There's Cheetah's mac and cheese as well. They're only $1. But I just want to stick to the pastaroni, but there's a lady there that's just chilling, looking at nothing. Macaroni. Actually, I kind of knew that was a thing already. I was about to say I didn't know what that was, but I know what that is. How are the smaller cups more expensive? I guess because they're on the go, but that's kind of baloney. Got some rice, organic stuff. Apparently, Goodles is made by a YouTuber, right? Or like a, or an influencer of some kind? Because Rosina Pansino made a list, or made like a tier list of all creator products, and Goodles was on there. Maybe it was a celebrity, actually. Maybe it wasn't an influencer. They are expensive, though. So check this pastaroni again. I'm playing this song. There's a butter and herb Italiano. Honey and herb butter flavored sauce with natural flavors. Okay. There are pasta with herbs. And cheese. Yeah, let's get some of these actually. Parmesan cheese, I want. We got Parmesan angel here. Fettuccine Alfredo, I don't remember being that good actually. White cheddar and broccoli is good. Let's grab one of those. Get some actually decent lunch options here. Okay. The Nors are good. They're 4 for $5. Just butter flavored. I can make that at home. Chicken and broccoli. Oh, that's like a pasta in there. Okay. Might just have to grab aluminum foil. Alright, I'm just gonna grab aluminum foil because that's the only thing I can think of. Where would that be under though? Pasta, fish, bread, baking needs maybe? People are using aluminum foil to bake. That's what it's used for, right? I mean, usually it's parchment paper, actually. We just won't start with A&O. A&O is such a, like, weird combination. Ooh, actually, maybe it is in this aisle. I need to not actually inside. What aisle would it be in then? I do not feel like asking someone because I feel like I should be able to figure it out myself. Pancake mix, lunchbox ideas, crackers, cookies. It's not gonna be in any of those. Crackers, sea salt. Where people just walk down on it as soon as they can. Oh, so okay, I see. They're $1 for if you're the rewards members, which I am. Gift wrap, gift videos, plastics, storage. I'm trying to figure out what aisle this would be in. Because pasta, this is the pasta one again. I'm in the same aisle as in before. Ooh, it's Pockies. Nah. I can't be splurging too much. I already have enough crap. At least I got some decent stuff. I got the pastaronis, which are obviously, you know, it's carbs and stuff, but it's not horrible. It's not as bad as Doritos, cookies, and freaking chocolate. The cookies and Doritos, the cookies are my fault. I decided to get those. The Doritos and chocolate is John's fault. This is Crest Oil Care Skin Care. First Eye Care. Dermatitis Hair Care. These are all not really gonna do it. It's apple cider already. Heck yeah, man. $6.99 though. Apple cider's pretty expensive, man. When you really think about it. Okay. Apple's close, but I didn't think about that. But it's not a thing. Liquid herbs, bread. Wait a minute. Oh no, I think it's artisanos, not altisanos. I was thinking of like the artisanos bread, but I think that's artisano, not altisano. I was trying to like Mandela effect myself. Is there cheese stuffed with AL? Agour, extra sharp. Yeah, there's not gonna be Asiago, Romano. Yeah, none of this is gonna be helpful. I think I legit just gotta find got a lot of people screaming. I'm gonna check if they have some of my, while I'm over here, my body armor. Are these on sale? 5 for $5, they are. Okay, I'll grab they're gonna add a little bit of weight to my thing, but whatever. Got the light strawberry banana. Let's get dragon fruit. I love dragon fruit. What else we got? Choco punch, get that. Orange mango. Is there another flavor I'm missing? Not really. There's a fruit punch, which is, I guess, different than tropical punch. So I guess we'll get it, whatever. Yeah, because they're normally like almost $3, so 5 for 5 is really good. So. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to find where the aluminum foil is, but I don't know where it'd be. This is a store I've shopped at before, yes, before you ask. But at the same time, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. Pasta, some food, organic cereals, it won't be in there. Sorry. This detergent, dog food, it won't be in there, right? Wouldn't make any sense. Bath tissue, paper tissue, paper cups. Maybe it'd be in there? I don't know, actually. I can check. Once this person gets out of the way. Okay. Couldn't talk there. Oh my god, there's so many people. Couldn't talk there because there's so many people. Let me grab. Okay. So, recap. The challenge, get something made of chocolate, is the Hershey's things that we got. Because it actually is made of chocolate. Challenge 2, buy something that's both red and yellow. We got Doritos, the normal Doritos bag, which is the yellow comes from the chips and a little bit of the the logo. Because we're not counting the white of the thing, of the letters. And then the third challenge, buy something that's up to A and L. We got aluminum foil. And it's a normal brand, it's a knockoff brand, so it literally just starts with aluminum foil, so that counts. And then I've got a couple other things. I got pastaronis, got some body armors, and then some cookies. I want a bunch of them. I think those are the only things that were not scheduled. They were just something I wanted. So now I think we're good to go. So now I'm going to take you guys through the checkout line. So, because I would normally do self-checkout, but for the sake of this, we'll do normal checkout. So there might be some not so much talking here because I'll be in line. There's so much people here, dude. There's so much people here.
Cheating. You're a cheater.
She opened here.
Cheating, scandalous. Just go here. So editing Ethan might cut to John now because again I'm in line, so I'm not gonna be talking very much. But yeah, so I will see you guys when I'm out of here probably. But yeah, I'll probably show leave in the audio of me giving my stuff. But in the meantime we might cut to John.
Okay, so now I am in the car. It's hot. Like, it's only the beginning of September, but it still feels like it's in the middle of the summer. But then again, my car is out of broken air conditioning, so that's fun. It's just the fan that works. So yes, I'll stay here and talk a bit longer than I would normally. But like, I didn't spend much time in the store. I probably got a little tired for something that started with E.T., but I felt really awkward just wandering around the store talking to myself. I'm quite shy and introverted in real life and as opposed to online, so that's why I do not feel like super like exploring the entire store until I get asked to leave. But I ended up getting the water. That was 79 cents, so that was less than a dollar, so that satisfied the first requirement. And the second requirement was the bunny grams, which are like, I guess, teddy grams, if you ever had those. That's what it looks like, but they're like bunnies. I don't know, that seems like an Easter thing, but that's what that was. That satisfies the purple and yellow one. But the E.T. one, I was like, I'm not going to find anything. I can't even think of anything that would start with those two letters that I could end up buying. But I'm going to grab a water. And I grabbed the water. I'm going to drink that now because, like I said, it's hot. I drove here from class, which is like a 45-minute drive. And I didn't have water. We usually bring water to me in class, but I didn't this time, so I'm quite thirsty. But yeah, I don't know how long Ethan's side is going to be or how he's going to edit these together, if he's going to like swap back and forth. But it's definitely interesting doing these. I wanted to get the chips, the Takis that I got, and cider. Though it looks like it's not technically cider, but I don't really care. It looks interesting, and it's Halloween themed. Because, you know, it's September, and they're already putting out Halloween stuff. But, you know, that's how it'd be. Because even on my way to class, I drove by someone's house. They had, like, huge Halloween decorations up on it. I'm like, bro, it is the 1st of September. What are you doing with all these Halloween decorations? Not just, like, a pumpkin or nothing. Like, huge skeleton, the size, like, bigger than I am. And I'm not a huge guy, but, like, it was insane to see, like, something so, like, out of season. I don't know. But, I mean, it's September, you know, that's when it starts, but it just felt weird. And there's some Halloween candy, which probably could have satisfied the purple and yellow requirement, but, honestly, the bunny grams looked kind of interesting. I'm not supposed to buy any of these people I'm talking about, so if I mention a brand name or something like that, I'm sorry. Not sponsored. Please give me your money. I don't know. But I'm not doing that. Sadly. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say the grocery store, because again, not sponsored, and it's not everywhere. I know that, so that might dox me a little bit. Not majorly, but probably just a little bit. But they had a good selection. They had like dog food, like I was saying. They got chips, drinks, all the good stuff you'd get at a grocery store, I guess. I don't know. So I guess the variety was what made me find something that was purple and yellow. 'Cause I honestly didn't think I was gonna find anything. It wasn't until I was like walking in, I was like, oh, maybe there's some Halloween stuff that I could look at. I could look up like the Halloween candy that's already out. Is usually they use a purple seeming there, but it is like purple, not purple yellow. So maybe I wouldn't be able to find something like that. But and then I got the Takis, which are like they got mostly purple, you know, but there's other stuff and there's like some orange and whatnot. It's hard to really say. But yeah, I think I rambled long enough, so for Ethan to have a good amount. I'm gonna plug my stuff here. You check me out on YouTube at Jeevan Stevens, Jeevan Stevens VODs. Check me out on Twitch, Jeevan Stevens. I imagine Ethan plugged himself, but if he didn't, go check out Lab Sexy Gaming over on YouTube and on Twitch. You can find those there. I'm not looking at my normal option things, so. And then check out the Patreon, the Provocus Patreon. That's what it's called. I guess it's called Provocus. I got tiers from ranging from 1 to 100, which he says as you pay more for each tier, you get more stuff for it. So like you get a lot of bang for your buck with those ones. Because even just the 1, you get access to the Patreon Discord server. Not the Patreon Discord server. It's a Patreon member Discord server. It's just a Discord server for those who are members of the Patreon. So you can hang out with us, talk to us, tell us about what you think of the podcast. If you think this was super awkward, I don't know how much background noise we got while we were. Like, I walked by a couple of people who were talking, but like they weren't talking to me, so I don't know how much my AirPods picked up from that. Not sponsored by the Apple. They don't give anybody money, so. I don't know how much we got picked up there. I'm doing this outro all kind of out of order, but I don't know what Ethan's done or said on his end. So, who's to say? But I have been sitting in this parking lot for maybe a little bit too long now. Because people are passing by me and they're looking for places to park. And it's not super crowded, but it's kind of crowded. So, if I missed anything, hopefully Ethan got it. If not, check out the other episodes of the podcast where we. You can hear all about us, different stuff that we have. Oh yeah, the Twitter and Instagram accounts. The Twitter one is just I think it's the Provokers Pod. I could be wrong about that. I haven't looked at that in a while. And then the Instagram account is the Provokers Podcast Official. So if you find that one, you probably can find the other ones. And then you can also check out our website. I think it was just called the Provokers. I imagine if you just looked up the Provokers website, you'd probably be able to find it. I don't know. But that one we don't really talk about much, but it's there. You can check it out. Like there's a couple things about us. So I don't know if Ethan's updated after the situation episode, but who's to say? Except all you people who can check it out, and then you'll know. So that's it. And then. Obviously, if you, we hope we can promote the conversation, make it off along the way. I mean, I wasn't really joking and talking a whole lot while I was in the store, but Ethan got up some hijinks. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. And I wasn't there for this because we actually live in two different states, so we can't actually do this together. So I feel like, oh, why aren't you doing it in the same place? Why didn't you go at the same time? But we can't. You know, I live somewhere completely different. So I don't know that many people know that. I may imagine some people do, but. Yes, so that's why I don't know what he's up to. If he found the 3 things I gave him, which are very similar to the type of things that I got, maybe you'll know that already because this is probably going to be towards the end of the episode. And I'm kind of just rambling at this point. So, see ya.
Hey man, how's it going? Pretty good.
Bags, or you got
bags? I got a bag, yep.
Okay.
I do have this one. You ready for it too?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're all set. All right,
thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. We have secured the goods. So, not much talking during that checkout section. It's fine. It's a Tuesday, so, you know, it's the beginning of the work week, basically. Monday would have been worse. That's why I didn't go on Monday. We also didn't... I don't think I had my challenges Monday until later. Well, there we go. We have successfully done the challenge. Bag is a little heavy. Shouldn't have grabbed the body armor stuff, but whatever. So there we have it. I'm gonna do it for me anyway. I don't know how John's doing right now, but my left arm's getting tired, so I'm going to end my recording, and obviously the outro I will do in post, because I'm not gonna do it in the parking lot of the store. So I'll see you guys later. All right, and with that being said, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode. As Ethan, or again, past Ethan, stated, that's the end for this episode. John, again, is not here for this, so I'm just gonna do the outro myself. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we brought the conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find me on YouTube, FlebsXGaming, you know the drill. You can find John over on Twitch and YouTube at JeevansFeebins. He also has the VOD channel, so go check that out. Follow us on X and Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official on Instagram, and then the at Provokers Pod on Twitter. And check out the Patreon. We have a bunch of cool stuff over there, and we have a lot of fun. We have like some Seneca episodes, the tiers, of course, and all that good stuff. So go check it out. But that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.